Did lunch in town on Friday with a friend of mine, which was very nice. Not particularly boozy lunch, a couple of glasses of wine. In fact, I think little half a carafe, which was okay for lunchtime. Went back home, had a little sleep, and then off to the opening of a restaurant in Twickenham, a burger place. Okay, so-so. And then had Chinese, and there it all went wrong, I'm afraid. This was the disaster that was Steve Allen, because we'd had some wine at the restaurant in the evening, and then we went on to a pub afterwards. So there's a few of us, and I then decided, as one does, I think I want to go home. And so I said, I've got to go. I said, I'm so tired. I've got to go home. I was up really early this morning. I've had a little bit of sleep, but I need to go back to bed and get some more sleep. So on the way back from the... So I said, little kissy-kissy and, you know, speak to you tomorrow morning, blah, 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 blah. Walked home, and I got halfway home, and I thought, I've got this craving for Chinese food. I don't know why. I've just had a burger, but I was craving. So I go and get sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork, and char siu pork, which is that thinly sliced pork over sort of bean sprouts or whatever else. I can't remember what it was over. Anyway, it was all very nice indeed. So I take it home, and I thought to myself, because, you know, if you're having a Chinese, you're sitting there by yourself, there's no point in putting it all in different dishes, because that's a bit stupid. You know, I'm not sitting at the restaurant. So I pour it all into one dish, the whole lot. So it's in a nice dish. And I've discovered that if you buy these cheap little tinfoil plates, like the type that the food comes in, you could just throw it away afterwards, and there's no washing up. What a godsend. So that's what I did. Poured it all in there. It's all very nice indeed. And then I promptly fell asleep. And unfortunately, when I fell asleep, because I had it resting on my legs, obviously my legs opened for reasons best known to themselves. Try and get this image, I'm afraid. It's not a good image. It's not a good image. Not the best of times. And also, I've taken my jeans off. Okay, I've taken my jeans off. So I'm sitting there, because I'm relaxing at home. If there was a fire, it would be a problem. But there was no fire. And I fall asleep and I wake up, my legs have opened and I've emptied the sweet and sour chicken, the sweet and sour pork and the char siu pork over the settee. Now, my settee is red. OK, so I've now got all this sauce over it. To make matters worse, it's dripped onto the floor, onto my Chinese rug. I've got this huge Chinese oval rug, which is dragons and everything else. It's beautiful. It's sort of red and black and all the... And now it's got half a tonne of sweet and sour sauce on it. So that wasn't the bad bit. The bad bit was standing up and realising that my underwear is soaked with sweet and sour sauce, which, as you know, is very sticky and very orangey. And so I go, oh, no. You know, you look as though you've hemorrhaged in between sort of falling asleep and waking up again. So I stand up, only to then realise that it's running down my legs as well. So this is not a good look on a Saturday. So I then have to sort of go to the kitchen, I have to, you know, wring out cloths and everything else, mop it all up off the settee, put a towel on it, dry it out, get the hairdryer. Didn't get the hairdryer, couldn't be bothered, to be honest. And mopped it up off the carpet, threw all the rest of the food away, that was fine. And luckily I had a big towel, wrapped everything up in that, and then sort of threw it in the washing machine. I thought, right, that'll stay in the washing machine. Go to the bathroom, and suddenly realised that the red sauce, the orange sauce, which seems to permeate everything, was now running down the back of my legs. And it's not an attractive look. So I then decided I wasn't going to have Chinese again that weekend, but I did, because I had it on the Saturday as well, which didn't help. Anyway, so all in all, a very exciting weekend.